Come and pray. I'm reading from an amplified version. The Bible says, For just as one body is one, sorry, I'm reading 12. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. It says, therefore, let the one who thinks he stands firm take heed lest he fall. Hallelujah.
That one of us behold, but the answer, Vinizin, Nabu, Tabitan, Laila, Yasu.
Amen. He said what? Therefore, let the one who thinks he stands firm take care that he does not fall into sin or condemnation. As a child of God, God is asking us today a question. And the question is actually on I today. What's your stand? As a child of God, what is your stand? Are you standing in God or are you standing out of God? As believers, as children of God, are you standing firm? Are you standing on the rock? Remember, the Bible mentioned there are different kinds of ground. So which of the ground are you standing on? Are you standing firm? As a believer, as a child of God, as a Christian, your stance matters a lot. How you stand matters a lot.
Amen.
Are you standing in Christ? Are you standing out of Christ? How does the world see you? How did it describe your relationship with God? A child of God must check his stand with God daily. A child of God must evaluate his life daily. Have I fallen away from his grace? In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. The Bible says, be on guard, stand firm in your faith in God, respecting his precepts and keeping your doctrine sound. Hallelujah. Act like men and be courageous, be strong. Be on guard constantly. Be on guard concerning your faith in God. Always double checking your life. See if you are still standing in him. See if your relationship is still intact with him. That is what he said, be on guard. Be on guard. Stand firm in your faith in him. Tribulations will come. Challenges will come. But the Bible said what? As a child of God, stand firm. Stand firm. Wars are happening. Problems is happening everywhere. Christians are running everywhere. But it's asking a question. Be on guard. Guide your faith. Even though you are pushed to the wall, stand firm. Stand firm in him. There's a reward when you stand firm. There's a reward when you and I hold on to our faith. So I ask the question again. Where are you standing in your relationship with your God? In your relationship with your God. Hallelujah. My relationship with my God. Our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Where is our stand with
you?
Where are your stand? It says stand firm. It says stand firm. Many will leave the point. Many will leave the faith. Many will drop their Bible. Many will go to where they think is best for them. They no longer think about their relationship with God. So it's asking you and I today, are we still standing? Are you still standing? Am I still standing? Is my faith shaking? All my faith is firm. Hallelujah. He said what? Be on guard. Be on guard. Guide your faith. Stand firm. Stand firm. Act like men. Act like men. And be courageous. When you stand firm, act like men and be courageous. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He knows challenges are going to come upon you. But he's telling you, stand firm. Stand firm. See, in the book of 2 Peter, 2 Peter, chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3 17 of it. Hallelujah. The Bible says something quickly. Therefore, let me warn you, beloved, knowing these things beforehand, be on guard so that you are not carried away by errors of unprincipled men who destroy the doctrine and fall from your own stand. Verse 18 now says, but grow spiritually matured in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
انتبهوا لئلا تتزلزلوا عن موقفكم السابق بل انموا بنعمه ربنا ومقدسنا يسوع المسيح وفي معرفته له الميت الان والى الابد امين.
امين. هللويا. The Bible says what? Be on guard. So that you are not carried away by others. There's so many people out there that want to take you away from where you are standing right now. So I want to tell you where you are right now is not the best place for you. Where we are is the best. Come over to where we are. He said, be on guard against such people. He says, all they will do is just want to track you out away from the faith. They just want to track you out away from the faith. But he says, God, you as a child of God, you as a believer, grow in your spiritual faith.
And more.
Grow in your faith. Grow in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Rather than running away, what do you do?
Shalom.
Grow in your faith.
And more in
grow in your spiritual life.
And more here.
Take time to grow.
Study
the word of God.
And
let His word build your life. Let His word change you. Let His word plant you. Rather than running from place to place, take your ground and stand firm. Stand firm. Are you standing firm? Am I standing firm? That is the question here. Grow in your faith. Grow in your relationship with Him. Grow. Grow. That is what He's asking you today. You have to grow. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. In the book of Acts, in 2 Peter, chapter 1 of it, 2 Peter chapter 1, 10 and 11 of it, it says, Therefore, believers, be all the more diligent to make certain about His calling and choosing you. Be sure that your behavior reflects and confirms your relationship with God. Hallelujah. He now said again, for by doing these things actively, developing your virtues, you will never stumble in your spiritual growth. You will live the life that leads others away from sin. Verse 11 now says, for in this way, entering into the eternal life of our Lord and Savior Jesus will be abundantly provided to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When you stand firm, He said you will not stumble. When you know your strength, you will not listen to the lies of the devil.
It's
only a child that does not know what he does goes from here to there. It's only a baby Christian that does not know what he's doing that he jumped from here to there. But if you are grown, it's matured in your faith. Stand firm the more. Because you cannot easily be stumbled. You can't stumble easily. Because you know the right thing. You know what you will do. You know the God you believe. And you hold on to you. And he said something. For such a believer, for such a Christian, that stands firm, that refused to be moved from here to there. He said, eternity is something for such a person. Beloved, the Bible says, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Hallelujah. It is better to make heaven than go to hell. He said, when you stand firm, when you are standing firm, heaven is starting. Heaven is starting. Tell the person beside you. Are you standing firm? Are you standing firm? Tell the person beside you. Are you standing firm? Don't let anyone move you. Don't let anyone sweet talk you. Don't let them tell you where you are is the wrong place. You sit down on your own and figure it out yourself. God still speaks. And he will speak to you. Stand firm.
I give the sabbath.
Stand firm.
I give the sabbath.
In the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 23.
The Injil Marcus.
Mark 13,
Galatasha,
verse 23.
Ayat 13.
Mark 13, 23.
Marcus,
Galatasha,
13.
Are we in the house together? 23.
Ayat 13, are you cool? فأحذروا لأنك تكبرتهم بكل شيء قبل الدروس.
Hallelujah. It says, but be on guard. But be on your guard. I have told you everything in advance. But be on guard.
فأحذروا.
Jesus was talking to his disciples. Telling them that, hey, listen up. False prophets are going to rise up. They will say this, they will say that. Don't listen to them. Just be on guard. Beloved, there are false prophets out there. There are so many people out there that want to use you, want to take you away from where you are. I am telling you today that stand firm in your faith. Hold on your ground, knowing for sure that God will reward you. Heaven is certain. Heaven is certain. So are you standing firm? Jesus said, be on guard. Be on guard. Guide yourself. Look at verse 5 of that one, that Mark 13. Mark 13, verse 5. He said, Jesus began to say to them, be careful and see to it that no one misleads you. Many will come in my name, misusing my name or claiming to be the Messiah, saying, I am he, and will deceive and mislead many. When you hear of war and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. These things must take place, but the end is not yet. For nations will rise up against nations, a kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famine. These things are the beginning of the birds they blench. But be on your guard. They will tumble over you to the court. You will be beaten in synagogue. You will stand before governors and king for my sake as a testimony to them. Hallelujah. Is there be on
guard?
Many will rise up.
Will be the serene.
Many will say a lot of things.
The
and they will lead many away from the faith.
But
he said, be on guard. Stand firm. Are you standing firm? Are you standing firm? Ask yourself this question. Am I standing firm? What are you feeding yourself? What information are you taking in your mind? What world are you attaining to? People will rise up. Men will rise up. Ministers will rise up. And they will lead many away from the faith. The Bible says they are not mine. But you, believer, you child of God, stand firm. Guide your faith.
Guide
your faith. Before we are going to pray, please go with me to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.
Galatians
chapter 5, verse 1. It says what? It was for this freedom that Christ set us free, completely liberate us. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. Hallelujah. Somebody read it in Arabic, please.
Yigul, atlakana al-Masih ila hayat al-Huriyya, fahafizu ala sabatakum, wala ta'udu saniyatan ila kiyuri al-Huriyya.
Jesus did everything for you and I.
Yesuwa amal kullu shilayki ta'ana.
He paid the ultimate price.
Huwa lafa kullu.
For this reason, he said what?
Why
don't you stand firm?
Don't
let the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary be in vain. He has given you and I freedom. He said, do not be yoked again to that same sin. Do not be subjected to that sin again. But what did you do? Stand firm. So as you pray right now, ask yourself this question. What's my stand? What's my stand? Am I standing? What's my relationship with God? Is it firm? Do He know me? Ask yourself that question. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. Out of life, we are nothing without you. Your word says that we should be on guard for our faith. But there are so many out there, deceivers, dragging many away from the faith. But we that we are still in Christ, say we should take heed, yet we fall. Lord, we will not fall in the name of Jesus Christ. As we stand, oh God, in this relationship with you, as we stand, oh God, holding the cross, carrying our cross, may we not drop it along the way in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for everyone in the house, Almighty God, those that are here today. Lord, may nothing take them away in the mighty name of Jesus. The ability to carry their cross to the end, give unto them in the name of Jesus. Help us to fight a good fight of faith, like what Apostle Paul said. I have fought a good fight of faith. I have kept the faith and I've won the prize. Lord, may this be our portion as well in the name of Jesus Christ. May we not be tossed by the wind in the name of Jesus. May we not be toasted, oh God, by the deceit of the world, oh God. Help us to stand firm in you, knowing that when we stand firm, eternity with you is certain. Help us to stand firm. We thank you because you are a good God. Blessed be your name forevermore. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' most precious name, we pray. In Jesus' most precious name, we pray. Can we all rise up together as we share the grace, right through the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now forevermore. Amen. And surely, God goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all in Jesus' name.